This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
States that he died unexpectedly back on October 2nd while stationed in Germany. An honor escort took his body from the air cargo to the Holt and File Funeral Home in Vandalia, Illinois.
Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to the show. It's been a treat to visit with Bernie Miklas, Larry Hughes II, Blues Chairman Tom Stillman over the last hour, and we talked a lot about the Blues. There's some great hockey being played in this area. I'll tell you what, though, in St. Charles, Lindenwood University, you got yourselves a hockey team. On Friday night, the hockey team at Lindenwood, and I know they've already been talked about and people are buzzing about them. I don't know if everybody realizes that they went up to Wisconsin in Madison and beat the number 9 team in the nation. They stunned them 4-2. First time in program history that the Lions have beaten Wisconsin as well as a nationally ranked opponent. And then they went out on Saturday. They almost did it again. They lost 3-2 to Wisconsin in overtime. They fell in OT on a Saturday night as they took on Wisconsin back-to-back days, and they fell to the nationally ranked Badgers in an overtime thriller. But it's got to be a great feeling moving forward for the head coach of Lindenwood University Hockey, and that is Bill Muckalt joining us on KMOX. Bill, thank you very much for being with us today.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. I don't know if I should be too surprised knowing your history. You were the associate head coach at the University of Michigan up until last year. You bring all this experience, and I have to imagine that with all your new faces, you had a job to have them prepped. They certainly seem to be prepped for a team that you were very familiar with in Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest thing for our team is obviously we have 18 new faces in our program. And just a big thing is we've been working on getting better and a growth mindset. And really the bar for us is to do our best, bring our best every day. And, we just had a plan to go out and execute. And, you know, outside of the locker room, maybe a lot of people didn't give us a chance, but that's okay. It's, when you believe in each other and you play within the structure and you compete and battle hard for each other, good things will happen.
You have a history of helping players get to the NHL, and now here you are at Lindenwood with, of those 18 players, how many are freshmen and how many are out of the portal, about half and half?
Yeah, so we had 9 incoming freshmen and then another 9 from the transfer portal. So we've kind of got a little bit of a blend, but 18 new faces from last year's roster.
And you have a program that Lindenwood, I want to ask why and how it came about that you went to Lindenwood. What attracted you to that job?
I think first and foremost, our athletic director, Jason Coomer, had really good conversations with him when I came down and I met with the leadership team and Dr. Porter and saw the resources and Centene Ice Center and just really got to see the area and the vision of what it could be here as we grow this program and take it to hopefully a nationally recognized program. But all the resources that were here, I think it's a beautiful campus, and I really enjoyed getting to know some of the staff that was here, Mark Abney and Jack Combs as well.
This is Bill Muckalt. He's the head coach at Lindenwood University. Going back to your days in Michigan, and you were a starter there. You were part of those 2 national championship teams. My friend Bobby Gassoff, great Wolverine, and I know with Red Berenson running things there, what a program that was. What did you learn as a hockey player at the University of Michigan?
Yeah, just so much. I mean, Red was such a tremendous leader. I think freshman year, we didn't even really talk to him. By junior year, he was asking me what plays we'd like to run on the power play or who'd you want to play with. So just a tremendous leader. You know, the big thing from Red, I think, is not just about being a hockey player. It's about, you know, taking advantage of the academics, giving back in the community, being a leader and best in the community, you know, and giving back to the game. And then thirdly, you know, you want to continue to get better. And those are the three pieces that you really take from Red. And I think that's the one thing why you've had so many people go through there and be successful inside hockey and more importantly, outside of it and in the communities.
This is a five-year veteran in the NHL, Bill Muckold, who is now the head coach at Lindenwood University. Do you have any players that stand out to you, Bill, that help get wins like that and nearly back-to-back wins against Wisconsin, or is that truly a team effort across the board?
Well, we talk about it, the team, and we're only as strong as our weakest link, but some guys that stood out, I think, you know, Owen Bartoszkiewicz, and that was fantastic. Gave us a chance to win both nights. Ethan Zilke up front, Dave Gagnon, Christoph Papp. I thought Jaden Mercier was fantastic, scored a couple goals. On the back end, Artie Borshev kind of iced, got the fourth goal on Friday night, but he's just a workhorse for us and a leader in the room. Aiden Yakimchuk, you know, Jack Anderson was phenomenal, made some big plays. I thought Joe Prouty was just a warrior out there. He's going to give you everything he's got. He certainly has everybody's attention in practice. He's full going. And that type of intensity in practice, it makes others better, and it makes our team better.
Absolutely. Nearly pulled off a second win against Wisconsin, and they had to score with 18 seconds left off a broken play in overtime. The Badgers won it 3-2, but Lindenwood beat them 4-2 the day before. Looking at your schedule, I see that you have games, a home series against Ohio State in particular, November 15th and 16th, that are of interest. You're going to have, for folks just to understand, it's a great place to see a game, and $7 tickets to that home series. $7 tickets. So you can actually catch the Lions using the coupon code Hear Us Roar through tomorrow for an offer at the LU box office. Again, that is for Ohio State. Those don't happen until November. That is a Friday, Saturday, but obviously they want to pack that place, and that would be at the Centene Community Ice Center, which is located in Maryland Heights. Until then, you got a bunch of road games, Air Force, Miami, Robert Morris, Denver. Oh, boy, they're good. You'll be busy.
Yeah, no question. The good news is we don't have to all play them all in one day. It's just, you know, our mentality would be one shift, one game at a time, but yeah, we'll be a little bit on the road here, but that's good. It'll be a good opportunity for us to bond and keep getting closer as a team. And you know, we're showing we can play well on the road, and the rink's the same size. So looking forward to getting after it against Air Force Friday night.
It should be fun. Well, I enjoy Lindenwood, what they offer to the area in D1 athletics, and no doubt the hockey team is going to get a lot of attention now after splitting with Wisconsin, the ninth-ranked team in the nation, over the weekend. Bill Muckalt, the head coach, thanks for coming on KMOX to talk about the Lions.
My pleasure, Tom.
Thank you. LUBoxOffice.com to get those tickets. We'll be back in just a moment. Lutz Fan and Steel, sporting director for St. Louis City SC, is next.